In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear family, friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens, I bring greetings to you from my family and from members of Zion Lutheran Church in Ridgeville Corners, Ohio. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, there have been many restrictions on various public events. One of the events canceled in Ridgeville Corners was the Memorial Day celebrations sponsored by our local American Legion Post 454. It is the 100th anniversary year of Post 454, so it was a disappointment to many people. But as we all know, the United States of America is larger than any one celebration and any one organization. Our country is blessed to be made up of many people with many skills, abilities, and backgrounds. This little program is put together from contributions of a few of your fellow citizens. I pray you are blessed and encouraged by their contributions and thoughts. May God bless you, and may God bless America.
Hello, I'm James Rockroar, Pastor Rockroar's son. I'm a captain in the United States Marine Corps, currently stationed at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. I would like to take just a few minutes to share with you what Memorial Day means to me. To be honest with you, when I first began considering what I would like to share, I thought I would discuss the Declaration of Independence and the founding of our country and major military events in our nation's history. But while history is important, Memorial Day is not about events. It's about people. The people are important. In 243 years, the United States of America has seen much. Her people have enjoyed prosperity and endured hardship. They have lived through peace and war. Their stories make our country what it is today. National holidays commemorate the sacrifices and achievements of the American people. Memorial Day commemorates and honors those men and women of our armed services who have made the ultimate sacrifice, giving their life for their nation. Members of our military services know when they raise their right hand and swear to support and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, that their profession is dangerous. That is just the way it is. Our nation needs some of her sons and daughters to accept that danger on behalf of their fellow Americans to ensure our country's freedom. It is an honorable calling. We are thankful for the many service members who, after their time is up, return to civilian life unharmed. And we care for those who come home wounded or broken. We regularly honor our current and former service members, thanking them for their service. And rightly so, for they are standing or have stood in defense of their nation. But Memorial Day is not for our veterans or active service members among us. I don't want to be thanked today. I want to remember those no longer with us. We are thankful for those willing to give their lives for our freedom. We are thankful for their families and friends who must find a way to continue on without them. We dedicate this day to them, and I pray our nation may continue to be served by such heroes. Thank you for allowing me to share my Memorial Day thoughts with you.
We grew up In the 50s, in cities, on farms. Then along came the 60s, and our call to arms. Like our fathers before us, we answered the call. We are making the run for the wall. From ducktails and hot rods and homecoming queens, to the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines. We were young, we were tough, we were ready for hell. We are making the run for the wall. In the heat and the jungle, the rain and the mud, the claymores, the firefights, the fear and the blood. With our buddies beside us, we stood brave and tall. We are making the run for the wall. There were some that were broken, body or mind. There were some that were killed, even some left behind. They have not been forgotten by one or by all. We are making the run for the wall. When at last we came home, we find a parade. Marching bands, pretty girls with batons, accolades. For derision and hate from the weak and the small. We are making the run for the wall. Though we suffered so much, we find healing today. We will rev up our Harleys and ride from L.A. to D.C. Look up names that we know. Stand and ball. We are making the run for the wall. May our sons and our daughters in this our fair land have the wisdom for peace, have the courage to stand for our country and fight if they must, lest she fall. We are making the run, we are making the run, we are making the run for the wall.
Hello, I'm Chaplain Paul Rockwer. I'm a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and right now I serve as a United States Navy chaplain. In the Navy, I have the ability to serve with sailors, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines. And currently, as I'm stationed in 29 Palms, California, I'm honored to serve with the Marines. Memorial Day is incredibly important, though not specifically because of our veterans or those currently serving. I heard it said recently, for those who have served in combat and lost someone, we remember every day. Memorial Day is about everybody else remembering with us. I think that's worth holding on to. Many have shed blood and tears for this country. Some have given their life. The depth of sacrifice will tell you how valuable something is, how precious it is, especially when it is at one's own cost, to preserve it for another. This country is incredibly blessed. No country in the world has the freedoms that we do. No place in the world has the opportunities that we do. So even during a pandemic, there's still reason to give thanks. And consider what we are being thankful for. That someone was willing to shed not only blood and tears and sweat, their very life. All that so that you and I, your children and my children, might still have those blessings of freedom, of opportunity. Memorial Day is about remembering together as a nation the depth of sacrifice made by some. So, I invite you to pray with me. Let us pray. O Lord, according to your mercy, you have raised up men and women to be courageous in the face of great danger, sacrificing all so that we might continue to live in freedom. We ask that you would give comfort to their families. Keep in our memory how precious this nation and its people were to them, worth giving all to preserve and protect it. In the name of Jesus, amen. God's peace be with you as we remember together those who gave all, that this nation might be preserved for us and for our children.